Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I pray that you're all doing well today and that you're excited about studying the Word of God together. Before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks today for your blessings of your Word. Lord, the blessings that are in your Word, and Lord, the way you bless us with your Word. I pray that you will help us today to grow again through reading it and studying it, and that you'll help our hearts and minds, our eyes and ears, to be able to receive the things that you have to say to us today. We pray that your Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to what we learn. We give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title for today's lesson is Suffered in Vain. And it's taken from the book of Galatians, chapter 3, and verse 4. Paul the Apostle is making his case against those he called foolish Galatians. They have been infiltrated by people called Judaizers who have spread doctrine that includes the keeping of the law in addition to faith in Jesus Christ's finished work. He has asked the church members if since they began in the Spirit, are they now going to be perfected in the flesh? Today, he continues his words in chapter 3 and verse 4 of the book of Galatians by asking them a related question. He wrote, "Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain?" When we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, things change in our lives. Our speech changes, our ways change, and the places we go changes. Oftentimes, even our friends change. These new ways of living sometimes invite suffering into our lives because of them. Paul knew this about the church members in Galatia, and not only did they suffer from not keeping traditions of the church or religious laws, but they also suffered for their faith. He asked the question, "Have you suffered so many things in vain?" In other words, have you gone through all this personal denial, following of traditions, and managing rules for nothing? Is there no value in keeping of these ways? Paul appeals to their reason as he asks this additional rhetorical question, "Have you suffered so many things in vain?" They had suffered. Was there no reason for it at all? He continues, "If it be yet in vain." Paul allows for the idea that this suffering might not be in vain at all. Christ suffered. Was his suffering in vain? Disciples suffered. Was their suffering in vain? Paul mentions the idea of suffering with Jesus in the book of Philippians in chapter 3 and verse 10, where we read, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death." Perhaps as we consider this, we might surmise that neither Jesus nor the disciples suffered in vain. However, if there was suffering for the church members in Galatia because they were once again attempting to earn salvation, then their suffering might have been in vain. Jesus already suffered, and now only belief in his finished work is required for righteousness. All other attempts to acquire righteousness are empty and in vain. Have we suffered in any manner for our faith in Jesus Christ? Have we suffered needlessly because we have attempted to obtain righteousness before God that can only be given by Jesus? Are there man-made rules and regulations which have nothing to do with righteousness before God that we impose upon ourselves or others? Maybe we should meditate today about our ways, traditions, speech, and travels, and once again align ourselves to know the fellowship of his suffering, rather than suffering for that which is in vain. Next time, we will see what Paul has to say about miracles. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.